Hi, thanks for tuning in to the Portland Resistance Calendar. Today is Friday, June 9th. My name is VJ. Here are some of the high points of things I know about. There will certainly be many more in the coming week, and if you're interested in that sort of thing, visit kboo.fm/resist. Do you need to print the calendar? Yeah, I know. You'll find a PDF printable version on the blogcast page, or at least a link to one. So very much is happening this week. The Village Building Convergence is wrapping up this weekend. Juneteenth and Gay Pride are next weekend, and Petalpalooza is running through the end of the month. The calendar touches on all of this in ways that I cannot in this podcast. There's also several discussions about economic and social justice and how they're intertwined. So let's get started, shall we? Today, Friday, June 9th, Fuse and Arte sponsors a bilingual discussion of identity, tradition, and migration. It's going to be from 5 to 7 p.m., free, taking place at the Mark Buildings Miller Gallery. That's 1119 Southwest Park in the Portland Art Museum campus. Doesn't that sound fancy? Milagro Theater is remounting their smash, Swimming While Drowning, and it's about the intersection of art and identity within the LGBTQ community and people of color, or if you prefer something a little more down-to-earth, it's about homelessness and being queer in a Latino family. It's happening tonight and Saturday night, 10 to 11 p.m. at Milagro, 525 Southeast Stark. Saturday, June 10th, the Immigrant and Refugee Community Organization, a.k.a. IRCO, are sponsoring Refugee State Global Visions in a New Land. That's 10:45 to 12:30 at the Central Library, 801 Southwest 10th. Don't Shoot Portland is doing its regular second Saturday gathering, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Revolution Coffee House, 1432 Southwest 6th. Have you wanted to go to Know Your Cities, a People's History of Portland tour, but haven't wanted to cough up the mucho dinero involved? This one is free thanks to the Village Building Convergence, and I do mean thanks. It's noon to 2 p.m. RSVPs are a good idea. Voodoo Donuts, Downtown, Southwest 3rd, and Ankeny. Oregon Students Empowered are doing a march against white nationalism. It starts at 1 p.m. It's at the Hollywood Northeast 42nd Avenue Transit Center MAC station. Senator Monroe is having a town hall, and you're invited. It's officially about the East County budget, but Portland Tenants United want to bring up rent control, which Monroe, as a landlord, is against. Should be interesting. 2 to 3:30 p.m. That's taking place at Centennial High School, 3505 Southeast 182nd. Village Building Convergence is also offering Hearing the Houseless, Reweaving Loose Threads, 5 to 9 p.m. at Tabor Space, 5441 Southeast Belmont. Well, there's lots of great stuff happening on Saturday. My favorite is one that Family Promise of Beaverton is doing. It's a drive-in sleep-out to put the brakes on homelessness in Beaverton. Unlike other sleep-outs that are happening this weekend and that appear to just be an excuse to set up camp on the Grand Floral Parade route, this is a benefit for Family Promise, which focuses on stabilizing and transforming homeless children and their families in Beaverton. Go team! That starts at 5 p.m. on Saturday, runs through Sunday, obviously, and it's taking place at the Beaverton Fountain Park, which is at 12500 Southwest 4th in Beaverton. Sunday, June 11th, Critical Resistance Portland is having their monthly Mental Health Care Not Policing meeting, discussion, etc., 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at, in other words, 14 Northeast Killingsworth. The Zenger Farm is doing a food justice workshop that's offered by the Coalition of Communities of Color, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Zenger Farm is at 11741 Southeast Foster. That's 11741 Southeast Foster.
Conozca sus derechos.
Or Know Your Rights is a presentation about how to interact with ICE or Immigration and Customs Enforcement to protect your family and community. There's an English presentation, starts at 11:45, and la presentación en español son la una menos cuatro at the Bethel Congregational United Church of Christ in Beaverton. Monday, June 12th, at the state capitol, there are lobby days from both the intellectual and developmental disabilities folks, as well as Oregon NAACP. That's happening from about 10 a.m. on. The Resistance Film Series is offering the old gem, The Battle of Algiers. That's 7 to 10 p.m. at Citizen, 3636 Northeast Mississippi, just north of Fremont. There is the Pride Gay Skate Kickoff at 7 to 9 p.m. Oaks Park Roller Rink. Absolutely no political content there. Just had to include it because it sounds like a bit of breath air and a bit of fresh air. But maybe I could use a bit of breath air. The Clinton Street Resistance presents Ferris Bueller's Day Off. It benefits the National Immigration Law Center. It's 7 to 9 p.m. at Clinton Street Theater, 26th and Clinton. On Tuesday, June 13th, Portland Prisoner Letter Writing Night. It's 7 to 9 p.m., 4019 Southeast Hawthorne. On Wednesday, June 14th, Flag Day. Trump's Birthday Bash Back is 5 to 8 p.m. at the PSU South Park Blocks, which is 1600 to 1900 Southwest Park between Market and Jackson Street. Thursday, June 15th, here's your chance to support Unite Oregon voluntarily. They're having a meeting about volunteering, 5:30 to 8 p.m. at Unite Oregon, 700 North Killingsworth. If I were going to suggest one event to go to this week, it would be this one, which happens on Friday, June 16th. Blackwater is hosting a Portland Anarchist Black Cross, ABC, legal benefits show. It looks like a lot of fun, punk bands, etc. All proceeds go towards currently needed legal aid for recently arrested Portland activists and community members. The benefit is from 8 to 11 p.m. at Blackwater, 9th and Northeast Broadway. On Saturday, June 17th, there's an introductory community bystander intervention training. It's 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Oregon Peace Institute, 3315 Russet. It's also Juneteenth, number of Juneteenth events. What is Juneteenth? Let's talk about it. Juneteenth is the oldest known celebration commemorating the end of slavery in the United States. 1865 was the year, and Galveston, Texas, the place. Only 2.5 years after President Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation, which had become official January 1st, 1863. In the last 20 years, Juneteenth as a celebration and a call to speak out has come into its own. Let's celebrate the progress we've made and agitate for social justice. Vancouver NAACP's celebration takes place from 11 to 3 p.m. at Clark College in Vancouver. In Portland, Juneteenth begins with the Petalpalooza-sponsored Black Liberation Ride for people of color. That begins at 11 a.m. and runs probably till about 2 p.m. at Irving Park, 7th and Northeast Fremont. Meanwhile, the Portland Parade and Celebration will step off from and return to Legacy Emanuel Hospital Field, North Williams and North Russell, from noon to 6 p.m. There's also a national event, We Out, a discussion about how economic and social justice are intertwined. It's going to be on Facebook Live, 6 to 7 p.m. The Community Alliance of Tenants have a renter's rights hotline, which needs volunteers to power it, and you can be trained. That's taking place Saturday, 1 to 5 p.m. at their office, 2710 Northeast 14th. Of course, Pride is the octopus that took over the month. The festival itself begins at noon at Tom McCall Waterfront Park. It is not free. There are several individual marches on Saturday. The Portland Trans March is from 2 to 5 p.m., steps off from the North Park blocks. And the Portland Dyke March is 6 to 7 p.m., and that starts at Tom McCall Waterfront Park, Southwest Pine, and Southwest NATO Parkway. Sunday, June 18th, is entirely taken up with Pride. The official Pride Parade begins at 11 a.m. at the North Park Blocks and ends at Tom McCall Park. And just about everybody is going to be there, meeting up at the North Park Blocks or nearby, anywhere from 9 a.m. to 11, which just can't be right. Check out the blog cast page for more details. Well, that's what I know about on Friday, June 9th. There's so much, much more on the blog cast page. Take advantage of it. Tune in next Friday, June 16th, for another week in activism in and around Portland. So that address again, kboo.fm/resist. This has been VJ. Thanks so much for listening.